Chapter 12. Wednesday 2. Storyboard. On Wednesday afternoon, you will be thinking about the test that you're going to do with customers on Friday. Because the test is so near, you might want to start prototyping immediately after you have chosen your winning ideas. But if you start prototyping too early, you will have problems. There will be lots of small questions that you will not be able to answer. In the end, your prototype could fail because of this. Work. What happens next? Think.
What goes here?
Think. Work. Uh-oh, this doesn't work. Etc. On Wednesday afternoon, you will answer all those small questions, and you will make a plan. How will you do this? You will take all the winning sketches and combine them into a storyboard. This will be similar to the three-part storyboards that you sketched on Tuesday. But today's storyboard will be longer. It will have about 10 to 15 pages, all combined to make one story. This kind of storyboard is used a lot by movie makers. Pixar, the company that made Toy Story and The Incredibles, spends months working on its storyboards. Their storyboards have to be right before they start filming. A sprint does not need as much time as a Pixar movie, but it is still a good idea to make a storyboard. You use your storyboard to help you to imagine what your final product will look like. This means that you will be able to see problems before you start building the prototype. Here is how you make a storyboard. First, make one person from the team the storyboard artist. This person does not need to be a great artist. They just have to be happy to write on the whiteboard a lot. To begin the storyboard, the artist draws 15 boxes on an empty whiteboard. Each box should be the size of 2 letter-sized sheets of paper. First, start drawing in the top left box. This will be the first box that customers will see on Friday. What should it be? What is the best way to start? If you have a good first box, it will make your test on Friday much better. Imagine that your customers are seeing your product for the first time in real life. Your storyboard can help to do this. If you are prototyping an app, start in the App Store. If you are prototyping a new kind of cold drink, start in a supermarket fridge. Savvy Oak's first box showed the guest arriving at a hotel and forgetting their toothbrush. Their first frame did not show the robot. This is an important point. Start the story in your storyboard a few steps before the thing that you really want to test. How do customers find out about your company? Where are they? And what are they doing just before they use your product? After you have asked yourselves these questions, think of your favorite ideas for the first square in a storyboard. These ideas are the list of results when someone searches the web. Your company is in this list. An advertisement for your product. A picture of your product on sale in a store. An app store with your app in it. A newspaper story about your product. A post about your product on Facebook or Twitter. There are other ways to begin your storyboard. For example, a doctor's report, an engineer's email inbox, a school newsletter, or website. If you are testing a new kind of store, you can start at the moment that customers enter the front door. Usually, It is good to show your competitors' products at the same time as you show your solution. You can also ask customers to try your competitors' products, as well as your own, when you test them on Friday. Making a storyboard is a simple process, but you need to make a lot of small decisions while doing it. Because you are making these decisions now, you will be able to work faster when you build your prototypes. When your team has chosen what you want to put in the first box, the artist draws it. You are going to continue your story one box at a time, like a comic book. The artist stands next to the whiteboard, and everyone else stands near them. This means that the whole team can discuss ideas while you are all working. Try to use the sticky notes from your winning sketches and stick them onto the whiteboard. What can you do about gaps in your story if you do not have a solution sketch that explains the gap? If a gap in the story is not very important for testing your idea, do not include it in the storyboard. If you try to draw it now, it will not be a good way to use your time. If you do need to explain the gap, try to use one of your maybe later sketches. Do not try to find a new solution. Of course, you will have to do some more drawing to explain gaps. Also, you will need to redraw some of your winning sketches so that people will understand and believe your story. Remember that the drawing does not need to be beautiful. If you want to show a screen on the first box of the storyboard, draw words and buttons and a little arrow. If you want to show real life, draw stick figures and speech bubbles. You will need the whole afternoon to make your storyboard. These suggestions will help you to finish on time. 1. Do not try to find new ideas while you are working. Instead, work with the ideas that you already have. 2. Do not try to write as a group. When people write as a group, what they write is usually boring, and it takes too much time to do. Instead, use the writing from your solution sketches, or wait until Thursday to finish writing. 3. Continue to let the decider make the decisions. You will not be able to use all of your group's good ideas in your storyboard. And you cannot argue about what to include in the storyboard all day. So, to save time, the decider has to decide. However, they can ask for advice or follow an expert's advice when they want to. If you are not sure about something, it is fine to try some risky ideas. Sprints are good for testing risky solutions. Be brave. 5. Make sure that it is possible to test your whole prototype in 15 minutes. This seems like a short time because your customer interviews will be 60 minutes long. But you will need the extra 45 minutes to do other things. For example, you need time for your customers to think aloud. This is when they explain to you what they are thinking while they are thinking. You also need time for the customers to answer your questions. Finally, you need time to start and end the interview. So, although the interview lasts an hour, the test cannot take more than 15 minutes. Another reason to take only 15 minutes for the test is that this helps you to focus on the most important solutions. Usually, one storyboard box takes 1 minute in your test. When you have used all the winning sketches in the storyboard, it will be ready. Now, you have finished the hardest part of the sprint. You have made the decisions, and you have finished the plan for your prototype. Wednesday has ended.